The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. If you are one of our Major Spoilers VIPs, thank you. Thank you very much. This show's for you. If you'd like to find out how to become a Major Spoilers VIP, go to your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Hey everyone, it is Steven Schleicher. Welcome to Finally Friday. We've made it to the end of another week, and oh my goodness, thank God we are at the end of another week. I won't say it's been the best week ever for me. Got another kid home sick again. Just got back from the doctor a few minutes ago, so if you hear any barfing sounds, probably not him, because the doctor said he wasn't sick. It is also Friday, and he likes to have the afternoons off, so put two and two together. So what is Finally Friday, you ask? Well, Finally Friday is a show where we get to interact with you, or more importantly, you get to interact with me. We get to talk about all sorts of things going on in your world and close by. So if you want to get on the blower, if you want to get on the horn, if you want to talk to me right now, you can give me a call at 785-727-1939. That's the Major Spoilers hotline, 785-727-1939. And if you are on Skype and you want to call me at Steven_Schleicher, be so happy to talk with you today. We do have a lot of news to get through as well, but we can sprinkle that in and about the things that you want to talk about. Many people are already, maybe we're over this already. It's already the second weekend in January of 2015, and maybe we're done talking about Back to the Future and where our flying cars are and where all that craziness is. But one thing is for certain, we are going to get lace-up shoes, self-lacing shoes this year from Nike. We know that Back to the Future didn't really get anything right about 2015. I have yet to find a back alley full of laser discs, but Nike is trying to get self-lacing shoes out the door by the end of the year. Now, this is coming from NiceKicks.com, where they said that Tinker Hatfield, who is the designer of many of Nike's popular shoes, confirmed at a trade show in Long Beach, California on Monday that, quote, his team is working as hard as possible to deliver the Nike Mag in 2015 with power laces, but also reminded everyone that we will still have 11 and two-thirds months left in 2015. In other words, it's happening, but we don't know when. I wonder if they're going to get it done by October, which is when the Back to the Future story takes place. But it's nice to hear that we're going to get those Back to the Future self-lacing Power Mag shoes at some point. There's some website that is actually selling these as prop replicas, not the ones that were selling for, you know, like $10,000 a couple of years ago. But they're selling them for around $60 to $150, if I remember correctly. In fact, I can't even remember. The shoes were sold out again and again and again and again that when I finally got my notice that I could order, I don't remember if I completed the order or not. I think what probably will happen is I will wait until these auto lace-up shoes come out from Nike and then grab a pair. This seems kind of cool. At least they'll have something right that they can brag about with Back to the Future. There, you know, those are kind of cool. Nothing was mentioned at the Consumer Electronics Show. Some of you may remember that I used to cover a lot of the consumer industry as well as the professional video industry. So I thought I'd run down just a couple of the things that caught my eye this past week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The first one is the Sony 4K Action Cam. This is a $500 camera. It is probably about the same size, a little bit larger. I think Sony already has one of these that does 1080p. But this is going to definitely compete with the GoPro cameras. So if you are looking for an alternative and you're a fan of Sony, I don't know. I've got a lot of issues with Sony in the last couple of years and their constant muck-ups. But I thought taking a look at this splash-proof, what is that called? the Extreme camera. Something I don't think any of us will be able to afford is the Mercedes-Benz F015 self-driving car. Now, this is a concept car that they showed off at CES. Kind of looks like a bar of soap. Looks kind of silly. Looks kind of funny. But this is one of those self-driving car technologies that have become all the rage in the last year or so. Google has their car driving around and working. What is different about this car? Well, obviously, it's kind of hard to see on the inside. I sure do hope they put windows in because I like looking out when I'm driving or when someone's driving me. Here's the cool thing. The front seats swivel 180 degrees, and they turn the inside of the car kind of into a lounge area where everyone can kind of look at each other and talk in a communal space. Concept right now, I don't even know if they took it out on the streets to prove that it was self-driving, but it's definitely a concept right now, and it's expected to sell for around more than $120,000. Keep in mind, listeners, you can call in at any time, 785-727-1939. I've got a lot to talk about. Someone says in that, and as far as that 4K camera goes, that it is definitely R-rated. That's what the R stands for. We do have the comment section. If you are wondering week after week where the comment section is, it is located at the YouTube channel page. You just need to point your browser to our channel page at youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo. That's our channel name. I hope that you subscribe to it. Really help us out in 2015. We've got a lot of things planned. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. We're not shooting anything in 4K yet. Certainly, I won't be buying those Sony cameras at 4K. But if you're going to watch a 4K camera, perhaps you want to watch it on the new LG 77-inch 4K flexible OLED television. What's cool about OLEDs is it does flex to a certain degree. You can't fold it over yet. Although Corning had a really good video up on YouTube this last, I think about a month ago, where they're talking about glass that is getting very close to be able to be folded in half. LG 77-inch 4K OLED television, nice curve to it, only $20,000. Only $20,000. Who's this on the phone?
Hey, you got Russ Gatt from Ottawa, Ontario, calling.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I was just shutting down all of my various computers and stuff, about ready to pack up, and looked at the time and thought I could show up and see what's new in your world.
This is exactly why we scheduled it for this time, so that people could call in as they're getting ready to head out the door, or just about ready to head out the door, and celebrate their weekend. Not much new with me. How is it in Canada? Extremely cold today? It only got down to 18 today.
Oh, man.
That's Fahrenheit, so that's not Celsius.
In comparison to the Christmas season, where we had a very green Christmas, winter has shown back up in my part of the world. It was close to 40 below this week during the evening, so walking my dog was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday this week we got that Arctic blast, knocked it down to like -8, I think, is what it was. And then it was warm yesterday, melted a lot of the snow that we got, and then it popped back down, and like I said, the high today was only 18. So I do not envy you. I'm glad that I live as far north as I do and not any further.
So I guess the one interesting thing I wanted to talk about today, kind of a story about a story, is the unfortunate recent shootings in France this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And talking about the meta talk that's been going on about the role of graphic art and kind of the responsibility that people bear. An artist of reportage comics that I really enjoy, Joe Sacco, posted an interesting one-page piece just on his feelings about the entire situation and the kind of the internal conflict he feels. I'll see if I can post
Can you give me like a summary? Give me a summary of kind of what he said.
Basically saying how he feels. Basically, he feels sad, of course.
Obviously.
Feels sad, of course, because these are his people that he knew that were directly affected. But at the same time, people who engage in satire need to recognize that the drawings they make are almost as pointed as weapons themselves.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, words and drawings are very powerful. You know, they can be, as he says, it sounds like, as powerful as a weapon. And they can hurt. They can also bring a lot of joy, and they can oftentimes point out the silliness of society.
So it's been a while since I've read any of my Joe Sacco books, so I was wondering if in the upcoming year, Major Spoilers would consider looking at some reportage trade paperback.
Yeah, if you send me an email with one of the ones that you think is the best, and then I'll see if we can track it down.
Awesome. I can definitely do that.
All right, man.
All right. Well, have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Why is it that the Canadians call in before the Americans? I don't know. Canada is becoming one of my favorite countries. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call. Or if you're on the Skype line, Stephen_Schleicher. Of course, if you're just listening to the audio feed. And we're still not back on Alpha Geek Radio. I am waiting to see if a new update that's supposed to be coming from Wirecast. They said it was going to come out in January. It's now the middle of January, or close to the middle of January, and I still haven't seen it yet. They said a new update that comes out from Wirecast or Telestream in January might solve this problem. Then we'll get back on Alpha Geek Radio. Todd has reached out to me. They do have their TV video channel up and running. And so maybe you'll see this also over there. But I would like to get the audio out to Alpha Geek Radio so those of you who are listening on a mobile device can sit in the car and listen away. All right. So we had a Canadian call. Now we have a German calling, correct?
That's totally correct, yes.
All right, Fabian, how are
I
you today?
I'm great. I wanted to show all the Americans how to do it.
This is how you do it. You pick up the phone and you call. What is going on with you this week?
It's really easy. It's a nice week, calm week. It's raining all the time here, not that cold. But the shops are empty and work is kind of a breather right now.
That's got to be nice after the holidays.
After the holidays, yeah. I can finally get something done, restock the shelves. And there's, I don't know what it's called in English, but you have to count all the wares.
At the beginning. Just doing inventory.
Inventory. Yeah. Oh, it's kind of the same word. Just blanked. Two things. I'm really doing right now. I got myself a new cell phone and was transferring it all the stuff from the old one to the new, and making kind of an inventory also of my podcasts. In the I got the same podcast app. It's Beyond Pod for Android, and on the new phone it's Lollipop Android, the newest thing, and the Beyond Pod had a change in appearance.
Oh really?
It was really great, and you surely get used to a design and how to work it, how to, and the new one is unfamiliar, and the star rating really dropped from 5 to 4 or even 3.5 because of the UI change.
Right.
And I was furious as well, but I signed up for the beta for the new one, and it's getting better, I think.
Oh, that's good.
But it's, all the podcast stuff.
And you know, also on the iPhone, you know, the Apple changes that podcast all the time. It used to have like a reel to reel that would play as you're listening to the podcast, and you could go in and you could find all the different genres, and you could find the top podcasts and that. And it was kind of nice, because oftentimes you'd go through there and you'd see like Critical Hit or Major Spoilers popping up in one of the top tens. But they don't even have that anymore. And it seems like for some reason, doesn't matter who it is, The companies seem to think that they need to drastically change a product these days so that it feels new. It's not just a speed boost increase. It's not just an interface improvement. It feels like they have to constantly go in and redefine what the program is or what the product is so that users look at it and go, wow, this is new. I wonder if this is one of the reasons why the iPad sales were so slow this year is because the big improvement were one thing on the outside, which was it was a little bit thinner, but then there was a processor change on the inside and nobody really took notice of that. So I don't know. I understand your frustration. Hopefully, hopefully the podcast player there in your Android device gets a little better.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Who cares? it's gonna be fine. As long as I get all the major spoilers podcasts, it's all right. I have all the feeds individually, but the master feed as well.
Yeah. Because there are and I guess it always bears repeating that there are reasons to get the master feed because there are a couple of shows that only appear on the master feed. Wayne's Comics only appears on our master feed. You can subscribe to the feed from Geek History Lesson, but we put that in our feed as well. And then, of course, we take Finally Friday and we put it in the master feed there. So yeah. If people are looking for those three shows, that's where they can find them at Major Spoilers the easiest way.
Finally Friday, I'm here for as often as I can.
Well, I'm glad you call in.
Last week I missed because that's the second thing I wanted to talk about. Last week I missed because some friends and I were playing Don't Starve together.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about Don't Starve yet?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's an indie game. You pop up in a world where creatures roam and trees are standing. You have to find grass and stones and stuff to make an axe to cut down the trees and
interesting.
Build your fireplace. And you just have you don't want to starve.
Is it called Don't Starve Together? Trees. Is that what it's called?
It's the old game, the single player game, is called Don't Starve.
Okay.
But there's a multiplayer version now. Don't Starve Together.
Okay, yeah. And it's on Steam because that's what I'm looking at
it's
right now.
Steam,
the graphics look fantastic on this.
It's really great. And
wow.
I was skeptical at first, but it's really fun. It's fun to
Excellent.
Do. Just in the last week, I played since last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and just in the last week, I put in about 30 hours.
Wow.
practicing how to survive in this crazy world.
That's crazy. It looks great, and I think maybe we'll try to see if we can't get Zach to sit down and do Zach plays on this.
Actually, I thought Zach had played it, but I couldn't find it. I guess
okay.
he hasn't.
Maybe he hasn't. I know it's Papers, Please he's played.
Yeah.
Or,
Papers,
I think that's the name of
great.
It.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. All right, man. Anything else?
Please. Try to play it with Zach.
Okay.
Multiplayer is really fun. And I want to give your U.S. American citizens time to call in as well.
We'll see if anybody does. I bet you JR will call in a little bit. He's usually good. But Nate, I don't know what's going on with Nate. He usually calls in too. So, all right, man. Have a great week.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Take care.
You too. And,
all right.
Take care.
All right, see ya. Yep. Nate usually calls in. Of course, there was this big break where we were having some troubles with the site and some other things, and we kind of missed our schedule. The plan is, providing that kids aren't sick and the world isn't coming to an end, and you know, I'm not trying to keep the hamsters running to keep the website going. This is every Friday, 3:30 in the afternoon, Central Time. And I love talking with everybody and getting your views and ideas on things that are going on in the world, whether they be some tragedy like what's going on in Paris, or just something crazy and interesting like what we have going on in Las Vegas at CES. Here is one of the dumbest products that I think came out of CES, but everyone is raving about. This, if you don't know what it is a selfie flash. It's the Lenovo Vibe extension selfie flash. You plug it into your camera, into your cell phone, and you turn it around, and it's just a little ring light, and it's for the rear-facing camera, or I guess the one that points to you when you're doing your selfies, so that you can have a little flash on there. I think it's kind of dumb. I really do. If people want to take selfies, that's fine. I do that kind of stuff all the time. But for this to be the hot product or one of the hot products out of CES 2015, that's pretty sad. Now, if you have been over to majorspoilers.com, you notice that we've got a brand new 3D build. In fact, if you're over on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video, go ahead and sign up. We had a new 3D build up this week, 3D printing a Batarang that I put out there to share with all of you. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'll talk a little bit more about that right after we talk with the person on the phone. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Stephen. It's Brad Will.
Hey, Brad. Oh, okay. So I want to jump ahead. I was actually going to say, Brad, call into the show today because of a couple of things.
Okay.
So first of all, we have a brand new Lego build coming up later this week. You can get a little sneak peek of it right there. Of course, you're on the phone, so you're probably not hearing this. But,
give me 15 seconds.
And then it'll catch up. But look what I picked up this week, or look what came in this week. It is the Star Wars. This is of their Master Collection. This is set 75060. This is the Slave One ship from Empire Strikes Back, Boba Fett ship. And it's got 1,996 pieces in it. We're going to be building that on a future show. And when I was putting this in the room here to talk about, I was like, oh, I should have Brad Will come in and talk about the first appearance of Boba Fett in that one Halloween thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a Halloween parade that Boba Fett was in, and then the Christmas special. Yeah.
Yeah, but you actually...
Now I'm just seeing the video. Holy cats, that's a bigger model than there was an old Slave One from years ago.
This is huge. This is supposed to be, I don't think they have the actual dimensions on here, but this is one that you're supposed to, I mean, it's minifig size. So yeah. they've got a Han Solo and Carbonite, figure that you're supposed to slide in and around, and it's big. It's definitely big.
Oh, that's cool.
But I was wanting you to tell the story about your Halloween costume that year.
Oh, the one that the mask that I have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can bring that. In fact, I know right where that's sitting in the house. I could bring that over for you. Cool.
Yeah, tell us about that. Tell us about that. Tell us that story.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's from the Halloween it wasn't 77. I want to say 78, but it could be 77. But there were some Halloween costumes that came out. One was a C-3PO, and then there's also this this Boba Fett costume. And the mask, I have the mask from it. I don't have the little plastic suit that the kids wore.
Yeah.
But the mask is silver and day-glow orange because they only had the sculpt for it, and they didn't have, like, the right there were no colors selected for it at the time.
Oh, wow. It's really cool to see.
It looks like kind of a weird, crazy Mandalorian. Like you can see, you know, if you know the Mandalorian looks, yeah. You can see that. That's a cool. It's cool if you know what it is. Otherwise, you look like a complete whack job if you were to show up at a party going, "Hey, look, I'm dressed as Boba Fett."
But wasn't that your costume that year? Didn't your mom like get it for you, or is this one?
No. It wasn't that cool. No.
Oh, okay.
This was more of a garage sale find where my.
Oh, okay.
My kid actually found it and said, he was probably about 7 at the time. He said, "Look, this is Boba Fett." And I was like, "Yeah, it's not Boba Fett." And I let him get it for like a quarter. And then we got home and looked on the internet, and sure enough, he was smarter than I was. It was actually a super rare Boba Fett.
Just imagine that in like 1978, 79, you know, a year or 2 years before Empire Strikes Back comes out. And there is that one shot of Boba Fett at the Halloween parade, and he's walking around with Darth Vader and nobody knows who he is. But imagine being the kid that Halloween dressed up as Boba Fett in that Mandalorian armor. That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, you'd have to convince your friends the next year that you'd actually done it. You know? You know what it would be, because you wouldn't know, even as a kid, you wouldn't know who that was, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then a couple months later, the Christmas special is on, and that's where Boba Fett really appears.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the place where then you go, oh, that's who I was for Halloween. I can't imagine that sold at all. I mean, what kid would go, yeah, that's what I want to be.
It's probably worth a pretty penny on eBay.
Nah, it's not. Sadly.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, it's not like it, you know, nobody has great fond memories of the day they dressed up like messed up Boba Fett for Halloween.
Yeah, but I would think Star Wars fans would be all over that stuff.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, it's crazy that you called in, because I was thinking, oh man, I've got to have Brad call in today. And here you called in. You were probably calling in about something totally different, though.
I was going to ask you what you thought of Ant-Man number one, if you saw that.
The comic book? Oh yeah, Matthew and I reviewed it this week on the Dueling Review podcast, and I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, I was shocked that, as a middle-aged man, I was surprised that there was a comic that was really, like, sort of geared toward my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know why I like it. I don't know if it's because Scott Lang is kind of a dork and is kind of unawares about stuff, but he tries to relate to everybody and everything. You know, especially with the relationship with his daughter and wanting to spend time with her. I don't know if it was the heist kind of gimmick of the story, which I thought was really good. And considering what's going on in the Ant-Man movie, which is a heist movie, some of the action in the comic books made me think of the Edgar Wright trailer that we saw months and months ago. And it just kind of got me excited. Then when I watched the full Ant-Man trailer, thinking, oh, wow, this could be how they're taking the direction of the movie, is like what I'm reading in the comic book. I just thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by it. I mean, I'm not sure how it's going to hold up, because, you know, it's sort of takes a total change of direction at the end of the,
yeah.
You know, so I'm not really sure what the real book is going to be, but I was impressed, because it just seemed to go off in a direction, not in the same direction that recent Hawkeye series went off in,
right.
But just in that, you know, but this is not what I was expecting when I popped this book open.
I wasn't expecting it either. And I just had a lot of fun with it. It got me excited about reading that series. And, you know, I don't know if someone, and I've said this a couple of times, I don't know if someone really planned this out, but, you know, Tuesday night you had an Ant-Man trailer appear. Wednesday you had Ant-Man number one hit store shelves. And then 6 months from now, you've got the Ant-Man movie arriving in stores just in time for the first six issues to be collected in trade. It's almost like somebody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, there might be like a whole corporate arm devoted to that, you'd think, maybe.
I know that Disney said when they purchased Marvel that they were going to take a real hands-off approach to Marvel and just let them do whatever that they do. But after their movies have made billions of dollars for Disney and have paid for themselves, I just kind of have a feeling that Disney's kind of stepping in and saying, hey, we know all about marketing our products. How about we help you market yours? And this just kind of feels like that for some reason.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it was a good book. So that's
yeah, it really was. People should go check it out. My favorite book this week by far. I also picked up Wolverine's number one today.
Yeah, what was that? I thought about grabbing that, and then I just took a pass because I was grabbing enough books anyway.
Probably a good idea. So everybody knows that Wolverine is dead. And there are these other people that he was trying to help, I guess calling themselves the Wolverines or whatever that they're going to call themselves. But this is basically a giant fight book. These kids are going to die if they don't find a cure, if they don't find basically a regenerative power. So they've kidnapped like Sabretooth and X-23 and a whole bunch of others, and kind of forcing them to find this cure, this solution. And in the process, they go back to this lab where they were being held captive. And then the Wrecking Crew shows up. And so it just turns into one giant fight after giant fight. So it's okay if you like that. If you like the Wrecking Crew, if you like Sabretooth, if you like, you know, demon ninjas possessing the body of some kid, then you might like this book. I thought the art was okay. Nick Bradshaw does a good job in the art. But story-wise, it's just like, fight, fight, fighty, fight. This is a weekly series, though. So, you know, it's not something that you're going to have to wait months and months and months to find.
Yeah, but especially if it's weekly, is it going to sustain that, you think?
I think this is like 6, 7, 8 issues, something like that. Oh, okay. I don't know what the entire run is. There is, for those of you who are dying to have Wolverine come back, Dead Wolverine does make an appearance in here, and it sets up the doorway for him to return.
Of course. Well,
yeah.
It's
comics, right?
Yeah, well, we knew that was happening. It was just a matter of time.
Yep.
Hey, before I go,
okay.
let me second that vote. It would be hilarious to watch you and Zach do Don't Starve Together.
Okay, we'll try it out.
Yeah, I would, definitely.
We've actually been screwing around because I've been wanting to do Ticket to Ride, which I love on the iPad, and he's got it as well, and we've been figuring out a way that we can both capture and both record. And there's this application, I think it's called Reflector is what it's called, but it basically takes your iPad and bounces it up onto your computer screen. And then we can capture the computer screen with our audio voices and then put together a whole play like that. So, I think we're getting close to doing that. We haven't tested anything out yet, but if it works, then yeah, there's no reason why we couldn't play 2-player games.
Nice. Well, if you need a third for that, you know where to find me.
Yeah, definitely, because that is a fun game. But yeah, we're definitely going to, definitely in some way, shape, or form, this Don't Starve game looks really cool, and I'll see about getting Zach on board with that. So
yeah, I played it a lot, and I guarantee it's fun, and the hilarity of watching Zach try to keep you alive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, well, take care, man.
All right, Brad, we will talk with you again soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's so nice to talk to Dr. Brad Will. Of course, he's appeared on several episodes of Critical Hit and Munchkin Land. He's a big gamer. In fact, next week on Munchkin Land, we are playing the Illuminati game from Steve Jackson Games. And so he's going to sit in on that. And in fact, what's really weird is he has, we should have talked about this when he was on the phone. He has, I think, one of the original Illuminati games from like the 1980s, and he brought that over when we sat down and played the modern one, and except for maybe a few word changes here and there, the instructions and rules are exactly the same as the ones from so long ago. So it was kind of neat. So look for that this upcoming week on Munchkin Land. Okay, so going back to the conversation that I had earlier about the 3D printing, the Batarang, and you should go check that out. Like I said, it's over at our Major Spoilers YouTube channel at Major Spoilers Video, where you're watching this right now, by the way. But, you know, having a 3D printer is really cool. I enjoy it a lot. But somebody said, hey, I really don't know about 3D printing, what it's about. I would suggest going back and listening to or watching some of the previous Finally Friday episodes, because early in the summer, like July and August, or maybe even June and August, when we were doing this, I was talking about 3D printing almost every single episode in some way, shape, or form, talking about what PLA is, how it's made, some of the advances going on with 3D, and showing off some 3D prints. What we're going to do going forward is we're going to be taking and doing weekly 3D prints and builds for you. This week just happens to be the Batarang because I wanted to get the one out to Chris Wilson for getting me that Lego Research Institute a couple of months ago. So I got that out to him in time for Christmas, thought we'd do a 3D build of that, and that was really cool. And I bring that up only because at CES, there's a brand new 3D printer that they called the best printer at the show. This was, I think, Wired Magazine called this the best 3D printer at the show. It's the XYZ Printings Da Vinci Junior 3D printer. Now it's junior, so I imagine it's kind of small. It's probably got a smaller build platform than the one that I have. In fact, MakerBot, who makes the replicator that I have, actually has something called the Replicator Cupcake that basically makes something about the same volume as one of those giant muffins or cupcakes that you would get at the coffee shop. But I couldn't find any dimensions on the XYZ Printing's Da Vinci Junior 3D printing, but it is totally aimed at consumers. It's going to arrive in May for $349. That is a steal. I mean, a real steal, if that's what if I'm not reading a typo here. Really cool because it doesn't require any calibration. You don't have to level the build platform. It's got auto-loading filament. This is kind of what 3D printing should be going forward, and it's coming your way in May. In fact, a lot of companies are getting on board 3D printing. Home Depot now carries, probably not in every store, but I know you can order it through their online store, filament. You can order MakerBot printers. I was really hoping that our local Home Depot would have started carrying filament, because it takes about, I don't know, I want to say a week for me to get new filament. And I just got some really cool brown filament the other day to print off something that looks like it should be made of wood. I wonder what that could be. So that should be a really cool 3D build going forward. I talked with Brad a minute ago that we've got some new Lego builds going on up at the Major Spoilers website. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at the Series 13 minifigures and opening those. I think I ended up buying, like, I don't know, 35 packages at Walmart and opening them all up. And you'd think that I'd get all 16 of the figures, but alas, I did not. You can find out more about that next week. And then we're also going to be doing new Lego builds going forward. So I'm very excited about that. Every week, hopefully every Monday, is what the schedule looks like right now. You will have a new Lego build up on Major Spoilers Video, and then every Friday, a new 3D build over at Major Spoilers Video. And we'll just keep doing that for as long as we can. And if you are a Major Spoilers VIP, actually, you don't even have to be a VIP. Everybody can head over to members.majorspoilers.com, and they can grab new wallpapers that I put up. This one of the little alien minifig that came in Series 13. I thought this one was the coolest of the set. My son calls it Cthulhu. My wife calls it Cthulhu before they realized that it was just a little alien guy with a zap gun. But I made some iPad-sized, Retina display-ready photographs. I put several of them up there. You'll find it. Just go over to members.majorspoilers.com. Click on the freebies if it's not on the front page, depending on when you're listening to this. Hello, future people. And you can grab your... you can grab your guy right away. And mine, I put mine on my cell phone. I don't know if it's up there. Yeah. And it looks really good. I like it a lot. So go get yours today. It's 4 o'clock. Let's talk about some of the things that came out of Image Expo. Took place yesterday. A lot of things came out of Image Expo. We haven't seen the press releases. I don't know if somehow sometimes our emails bounce from Image and some other companies, so sometimes we don't get the flood of announcements. But now that it's over, I'm sure those of us who were not at the expo will be getting all the information, including James Robinson and Philip Tan announce Heaven. That's one of the new books coming out from Image Comics. Here's what it reads. Man goes to war with God and his angels in the future. A Wally Wood future men and angels with blasters and flaming swords. How religion can be twisted. A bit comedic. May see this book before Airboy. So that's what we've got there. Brian Wood has a bunch of them coming out. Starve comes out in May. It's set in the future. Celebrity chefs are treated like royalty. That could be interesting. Then he also has Black Road, which will return Brian Wood to Viking stories. Island is a new magazine that has a bunch of creators coming together, and it's described as heavy metal, but not for teenage boys. A lot of creators on this one, including Emma Rios, Simon Roy, and a bunch of other creators coming as well. So look for Island magazine. Jeff Lemire and Emmy Lennox have worked together before on Sweet Tooth, and now they're teaming up with a colorist for a 5-issue series called Plutona. It's a story about how 5 kids discover the corpse of the world's greatest superhero and how it changes them. Kind of inspired by Stand By Me and Lord of the Flies. Scott Snyder, who does Batman, is also going to be doing some stuff with Image Comics in the next year. He and Jeff Lemire have just announced their new graphic novel called AD, After Death. Scott writing Jeff on art. The story is about how the world changes after death is cured. There's actually a really good short story. I don't remember who wrote it. I've heard it multiple times, both read to me and read, about this town that captures death in a bag and hangs him from a tree, and then how nobody dies. Somebody will probably remember what that one is. Maybe shout it out in the comments section. No Mercy by Alex DeCampi and Carla Speed McNeil. 8 issues for the first volume. It begins in April. It's kids on a trip, college kids on the way to do charity work abroad, and their bus falls off a mountain. And it just goes downhill from there. Here's this one that I found really interesting, at least from the cover perspective, if I can get it to pop up. It's called The Ludocrats. It's by Karen Gillan. And it's a series of fantastical adventures beyond time, space, and mortal comprehension. We can expect to see that in the summer of 2015. You may be a little bit surprised that they're announcing some of this so far in advance. In fact, Joel Duggan contacted me on Twitter the other day and was asking about this announcement that came out from Dark Horse Comics about the new World of Warcraft series that they have coming out, and asking, is that pretty typical? Well, in cases, if you're a small publisher, you want to try to get the word out as much as you can and as fast as you can, especially when it comes to solicitation time. And if you are someone who is looking at this Ludocrats story, you probably want to know months and months ahead of time, so that when solicitations come out, which usually come out 3 months before the issue is released, that you remember about it. So they're using all this time now to talk about what's coming up, to get you excited about what's coming up, so that when that big previews catalog arrives, here's a previews catalog. When that big preview catalog arrives, you'll know that, oh, this is the month that I need to be looking for that. The other book that there were a lot of announcements. We're not covering them all here. The other one that I was really surprised about at Image Comics was a Scotty Young book called I Hate Fairyland. Couldn't find anything about that, but just looking at the cover with this little girl with a bloody axe and all the fairy creatures around her, just somewhat disturbing, especially with Scotty Young style. All right, we've had three people call in today. Some great phone calls from Brad and Fabian and Russ up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's the only way I can remember his name, is remembering where he's from. I'm terrible with names, by the way. Give me a call, 785-727-1939. Love hearing from all of you. Or if you're on Skype, Steven_Schleicher. If you're a fan of Bob's Burgers, Bob's Burgers is getting a sixth season. Fox confirmed this on Thursday that the network will get a sixth season of 22 episodes. And this really shouldn't come as a surprise to a lot of people. Bob's Burgers, last season, each episode averaged 3.5 million viewers. And that is a lot. And I know that, I don't know, the older you are, probably in 20 years for some of you, when you're in your 40s and 50s, you'll look back and it'll be like 100,000 people are the number one watch show on ABC or whatever it is. You know, it used to be 3.5 would have you down at the way, way, way bottom. But today, when you have 3.5 million people watching your show, that's a hit. And the networks are going to want to try to continue to crank out hits and hoping that they can attract 3 million, 5 million viewers per episode. Sometimes even a million viewers at this point is a pretty big deal for the networks. Some Daredevil news and some Jessica Jones news. Maybe not some great news. Now, it was announced earlier this week that Daredevil is going to premiere on Netflix on April 10th, 2015 at 12:01 a.m., 13 one-hour episodes. Oh, man, I cannot wait for this. I cannot wait for Daredevil to hit on Netflix. I wish I was still working at a job where I had to go in every day, because then I'd call in sick and say, oh, I can't, busy, got the Daredevil flu. But I cannot wait till this series lands on Netflix in April. And the fact that they are going ahead and dumping all the episodes at once, there had been some talk from Netflix and others that perhaps Netflix is seeing not a big advantage to dumping their entire series online at once, and they were maybe considering releasing things on a weekly basis or weekly schedule. Looks like they have changed that idea. When it comes to Jessica Jones, though, the series that comes next, that's where we're going to run into a little bit of a problem. Now, we know that Kristen Ritter has been hired to play Jessica Jones, but we're probably not going to see this series until 2016. Originally, it was thought that we were going to get Jessica Jones and Daredevil in 2015, and then maybe even the third movie or the third series right after that. But Ted Sarandos, I believe is how you say his name, was talking with IGN this week, and he said, well, you should think about it as roughly a year. Quote, some will roll in as early as 8 months and others in 15 months. But basically what it is, we're not trying to meet a fall programming schedule or trying to hit a grid number. So really we want to give the shows enough time. Jessica Jones hasn't started production yet. So a lot happens from the first day on the set to the last day of production. So we want to give them enough room and enough time to make a great show. And I don't want to set up a rigid timetable and deliver a show every 8 months or every 12 months, but you should expect them about a year apart. So it looks like we're probably going to see Jessica Jones roll out probably in April of 2016, if they're going to keep it a year apart, which is fine by me, really. I mean, if Daredevil is a big success, then, you know, I'll be watching that again and again and again. And really the way that my schedule happens, it's probably going to take me 13 weeks before I get through all of the Daredevil series. So waiting a little bit for Jessica Jones is not that big a deal. I guess my biggest problem and something that I've complained about for a long time are seasons that are only 13 episodes long or 20 episodes long. Considering that I grew up when a typical season was 35 episodes or, you know, 30, 35, 40 episodes in a year. That I guess is my only complaint. House of Cards, great. Too bad it was only however many episodes it was. True Detective, loved it. Only 8 episodes. Entourage, that series that I love so much and can't wait for the movie to come out. Very, very, very short seasons when it was on HBO. So Daredevil coming, Jessica Jones, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Flipping back over to Lego news. Here's a hot rumor. This is really big rumor on this. So we may be getting a comic book shop. Groovy Brick is the site. They're reporting that Lego is considering releasing the Androids Dungeon and Baseball Card Shop. We know that they're releasing the Comic Book Guy minifig in the next wave of Simpsons minifigures, which are not part of the regular minifigure series line. But we might actually get that comic book shop in 2016. And if it does come in 2016, they say that the retail price on that's going to be about $200. We know Quickie Mart with Apu is coming in 2015. That image that I was showing you of the comic book shop was a fan-made one that you can find on Flickr. So I just want to let you know about that. Let's see. Some people have said, hey, man, I'm trying to get to some of the files up on the members.majorspoilers.com website, and I keep getting an Apache error when I click on some of those things. That is because we had not had our SSL certificate moved over yet. But as of 4 o'clock this morning, talking on the phone with our great friends at Rackspace, the Rackspace hosting people, we finally got it all installed. You may still get a few errors because there's some HTTP code on here that's not HTTPS code. And so you may get a warning when you go over there. But as far as your credit card information, all that other stuff, passwords, all of that is going through the HTTPS, and all of those files that are tagged HTTPS, you'll be able to get now. So there you go. Thank you for your patience on that. It's just me being playing a lot of catch up over the last couple of weeks since we got the site moved over to Rackspace, that was one of those that had kind of slipped through the cracks. But now we've got so much new stuff popping up, including something I think I'm kind of really proud of, something that Zach is doing that I think you guys might want to check out. Now, you know that Zach on Film is ending in just a couple of weeks. In fact, today marked the first film in Zach's four picks that he's making us watch. Don John was the movie this week. So what happens at the end of January? Well, I was content with the show going away, but so many of you were asking us to keep the show going in some way, shape, or form that I asked Zach to go in and come up with a pilot on the way he thinks that the show should move forward. And he did a great job. You can go find that over at the Major Spoilers VIP site, members.majorspoilers.com. It's Zach on Film 2.0 Pilot. And you get to hear his first run at the project. And then you can also find the raw feedback. Now, we asked a lot of you to put your comments in the comment section, and many of you did. And I'm so glad that you were completely honest. Matthew and I sat down with Zach, and we gave him a completely honest reaction to the pilot that he submitted. And we offered a lot of suggestions that he may or may not take into consideration. And so you get to hear the pilot, you get to hear the feedback. And then I know he asked me about it today. I know he's working on a basically a 2.1 version of the pilot that we're going to have up on the member site very soon. So you can see how that evolves. And the hope is that we've got it all kind of finalized and worked out so that when the end of January arrives and February Zach on Film hits, you'll hear the polished product all ready to go. So it's a really cool behind the scenes look on how we produce things at Major Spoilers, because I do ask everybody to do pilots, and then we provide feedback and we have them tweak and massage and modify things. So if you are a VIP member, go check that out. Of course, we've got the wallpapers. That's free to everyone. We've got some bonus conversations. Matthew and I had a conversation about what makes a superhero. We had a conversation about George McFly screwing up the timeline, which brings us all the way back around to our shoes, our Marty McFly shoes. And I think that also brings us around to the end of the show this week. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you had fun. I hope you got something out of it. Maybe next week you'll call in. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from people from all over the world. If you're a Major Spoilers fan, really would love to hear from you. You can call in and talk about anything, anything that's on your mind. That's what this show is about. Thank you to the comment section. Sorry I didn't get to all your comments today. I guess I should point out something else. Oh, I got this intensity shuttle. This is how we're doing our video stream to you is through one of these connected. You know that I had to take my computer in and get it repaired, and now I can add a second camera in here. And it would be great if we can increase our VIP membership and get Zach in here every week to join us on the show, or somebody else to join us on the show on a very regular basis. It's all possible. Thanks to you, to our big VIPs. And speaking of VIPs, let's take a big long look at the credit list of everyone who is a VIP member. What are we up to now? We are up to 710 VIPs that are making this show possible right now. So thank you very much for all of your hard work. And thank you everyone who participated and listened and watched. And until next week, when it's finally Friday, here's hoping that you have an awesome time.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.